When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Mr. Beacon podcast, a historic and very unusual episode this week because I'm going to be interviewing ChatGPT about ambient IoT. It turns out ChatGPT is incredibly well informed, up to date, and insightful about this subject, probably better than anyone else I've spoken to. It's quite astonishing to me. And I feel like it's an interesting benchmark and measure of this artificial intelligence. So the way we're approaching this is I conducted the interview by typing questions and recording the answers that ChatGPT sent back to me. My friend and colleague, Liz Brown, will be reading my questions and ChatGPT's answers. We toyed a little bit with the idea of having an AI voice and an AI visual persona. But to my mind, Liz does a much better job than AI can do. And hopefully it'll make the whole conversation a bit easier to listen to. So Liz, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it. Happy to be here.
The Mr. Beacon Ambient IoT podcast is sponsored by Wiliot, bringing intelligence to every single thing. Well, we really get into it with ChatGPT. We cover a lot about the basics of what is ambient IoT, how ChatGPT could displace people in the economy in the future, advice for people entering the workplace in the face of ChatGPT. The direction of ambient IoT, how it compares with RFID, the future of ambient IoT with respect to climate change, new forms of supply chain, 6G, and where the opportunities are for startups in this ambient IoT landscape. So without further ado, I'm going to start reading the questions that I asked ChatGPT, and Liz will read the responses. Hope you find it interesting. ChatGPT, welcome to the podcast. What questions should I be asking you to make a really interesting podcast if the subject is ambient IoT?
Here are some potential questions that could make for an interesting podcast discussion on the subject of ambient IoT. One, what is ambient IoT? And how does it differ from other forms of IoT technology? 2, what are some of the benefits and drawbacks of using ambient IoT? 3, how can ambient IoT be used to improve efficiency? What are some of the challenges? 4, what are some of the ethical considerations involved in using ambient IoT devices and systems, such as concerns around privacy and data security? 5, how can ambient IoT be used to improve healthcare outcomes? What are some of the challenges associated with implementing these systems? 6, how can ambient IoT be used to create more personalized and engaging experiences in retail, entertainment, or other public spaces? What are some of the challenges associated with implementing these systems, and how can they be overcome? And 7, what are some of the exciting new developments and trends in ambient IoT technology? And what do they suggest about the future of this field?
Well, these are great questions. Thanks for that. But the way I normally start my podcast is to warm up the conversation, and I ask my guest about how they got their current job and three songs that are significant to them. It might be a bit odd to ask you these questions, but can you tell me a bit about your history and what it took to develop your code and who was involved?
As an AI language model, I don't have a personal history or experiences in the same way that human would. However, I can provide some background on how I was developed and the team that was involved in creating me. I was created by OpenAI, a research organization focused on developing advanced artificial intelligence technologies. My development involved training a deep learning model on a large corpus of text data from the internet, including books, articles, and websites. The model was trained to generate human-like responses to text-based prompts, using a technique known as unsupervised learning. The development of GPT, or Generative Pre-trained Transformer, series of models, of which I am a part, involved a team of researchers and engineers with expertise in natural language processing, deep learning, and computer science. The team was led by OpenAI co-founder Greg Brockman and including researchers such as Alec Radford, Jeff Wu, and Sam McCandlish, among others.
What three songs are most relevant to the work you do and why?
I don't have personal preferences or a specific job. However, I can suggest three songs that might be relevant to different aspects of language and communication, which are some of the areas where I can be helpful. The first is Words by the Bee Gees. The song emphasizes the importance of words and how they can impact our lives. As an AI language model, I deal with words every day, and I understand the power they hold in conveying meaning and emotion. The second is Hello by Adele. This song showcases the importance of communication and the role it plays in maintaining relationships. In my work, I assist in communication by providing responses to queries and generating human-like text, helping people convey their thoughts and ideas more effectively. And finally, three, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. This song is a masterpiece of storytelling and demonstrates the power of narrative in engaging and entertaining people. As an AI language model, I also focus on generating compelling and coherent narratives that can captivate audiences and convey complex information effectively.
Let's go back to the list of questions you suggested. What is ambient IoT and how does it differ from other forms of IoT technology?
Ambient IoT is a specific subject of Internet of Things or IoT technology that focuses on creating context-aware environments that can adjust to the needs and preferences of users. Unlike traditional IoT devices or systems, which may require direct interaction or input from users, ambient IoT devices and systems can operate autonomously, using sensors and other data inputs to adjust their behavior or output. Ambient IoT devices and systems may use a variety of sensors and data inputs to understand and respond to the environment around them. These sensors may include temperature sensors, motion sensors, light sensors, and other types of sensors that can provide data about the physical environment. Ambient IoT systems may also incorporate data from other sources, such as social media or weather reports, to provide additional context about the environment. The goal of ambient IoT is to create a more seamless and intuitive user experience in which devices and systems can adjust to the needs and preferences of users without requiring direct input or intervention. For example, an ambient IoT system in a smart home might adjust the temperature, lighting, and other settings based on the user's location, time of day, and other data inputs without requiring the user to manually adjust each setting. Overall, ambient IoT represents a shift towards more intuitive and context-aware IoT systems in which technology can adapt to the needs and preferences of users without requiring direct input or intervention. This can offer benefits in terms of convenience, efficiency, and overall user experience.
The company I work for, Wilio, is deploying some of the first truly large ambient IoT applications. We have contracts for billions of ambient IoT tags, and they aren't used for the context-aware applications that you talk of. We're doing things like attaching ambient IoT tags to cases of products to give retailers real-time and complete visibility of their supply chains. How does that feature in your definition of ambient IoT?
You are correct that ambient IoT technology can be used for a variety of applications beyond context-aware environments. The example you mentioned of using ambient IoT tags to track and monitor the movement of products through a supply chain is an excellent use case for the technology. In this application, the ambient IoT tags are able to collect and transmit data about the location and movement of the products in real time, allowing retailers to have more visibility and control over their supply chain. This type of ambient IoT application is often referred to as smart logistics or smart supply chain management, and it has the potential to offer significant benefits in terms of efficiency, cost savings, and overall operational effectiveness. Overall, the use of ambient IoT technology in the supply chain is a great example of how the technology can be applied in innovative and practical ways beyond the context of creating context-aware environments. As the technology continues to evolve and improve, it is likely that we will see even more innovative and practical applications of ambient IoT in a variety of industries and contexts.
How can ambient IoT be used in other industries like healthcare, agriculture, and defense?
There are many potential applications of ambient IoT technology across a wide range of industries, including healthcare, agriculture, and defense. Here are a few examples of how ambient IoT might be used in these contexts. In healthcare, ambient IoT technology could be used to monitor and track patients in real time, collecting data about their vital signs, activity levels, and other health metrics. This data could be used to improve diagnosis, treatment, and overall patient care. Ambient IoT technology could also be used to create smart hospitals that adjust to the needs and preferences of patients, such as by automatically adjusting lighting, temperature, and other environmental factors to improve patient comfort and well-being. In agriculture, ambient IoT technology could be used to monitor and track crops and livestock, collecting data about temperature, humidity, soil moisture, and other environmental factors. This data could be used to optimize crop yields and reduce waste, while also improving animal welfare and overall productivity. Ambient IoT technology could also be used to create smart farms that adjust to the needs of crops and animals, such as adjusting lighting, watering, and other factors to improve growth and health. And in the defense, ambient IoT technology could be used to monitor and track equipment and personnel in real time, collecting data about location, movement, and other factors. This data could be used to improve situational awareness and response times, while also enhancing overall security and operational effectiveness. Ambient IoT technology could also be used to create smart bases that adjust to the needs of personnel and equipment, such as by adjusting lighting, temperature, and other factors to improve comfort and well-being. Overall, the potential applications of ambient IoT technology are vast and varied, and the technology has the potential to revolutionize a wide range of industries and contexts. By leveraging the power of real-time data collection and analysis, ambient IoT can help to create a more efficient, effective, and user-friendly system that benefits everyone involved.
Well, I agree with most of what you said, but what we're doing in healthcare goes beyond tracking patients. It's also focused on tracking medicine, the supply chain aspects, also adherence. Can you expand on that?
You are correct that ambient IoT technology can be used to track medicine and medication adherence, which can be critical factors in healthcare. By using ambient IoT tags or sensors, it is possible to track the movement of medication throughout the supply chain from manufacturing to distribution to dispensing. This level of visibility and control can help to improve the safety and quality of medication by ensuring that it is handled and stored properly and delivered to the right patients at the right time. Additionally, ambient IoT technology can be used to monitor medication adherence, which is the extent to which patients follow the prescribed dosage and frequency of medication. Medication adherence is a significant problem in healthcare and can lead to poor health outcomes and higher healthcare costs. Ambient IoT technology can help to address this problem by providing real-time data on medication usage and adherence and alerting healthcare providers or patients themselves when medication is missed or taken incorrectly.
That's powerful stuff. What do you think the adoption of ambient IoT will do to the healthcare industry? What are the implications for doctors, patients, and the companies that serve them?
The adoption of ambient IoT technology in healthcare has the potential to revolutionize the industry and offer significant benefits for doctors, patients, and companies that serve them. Here are a few potential implications and the benefits of ambient IoT in healthcare. First is, by using ambient IoT technology to monitor patients in real time, it is possible to provide more personalized and proactive care that can improve patient outcomes. For example, ambient IoT sensors could be used to detect changes in a patient's vital signs or activity levels, alerting healthcare providers to potential issues before they become very serious. The second is ambient IoT technology can help to streamline healthcare operations and reduce waste, resulting in cost savings and increased efficiency. By automating certain tasks and providing real-time data on patient health, healthcare providers can focus their time and resources on the most critical and impactful aspects of patient care. Third, as I mentioned earlier, ambient IoT technology can be used to improve medication safety and adherence, which can have significant implications for patient health outcomes. By ensuring that medication is handled and delivered properly, and that patients are following their prescribed dosages, healthcare providers can improve the quality of care and reduce the risk of adverse events. And fourth, ambient IoT technology can help to create more engaging and personalized patient experiences, which can improve patient satisfaction and engagement. By providing real-time data on patient health and activity, healthcare providers can tailor their care to the individual's needs and preferences of each patient, resulting in a more satisfying and effective healthcare experience.
Is there a lot of money to be made in applying ambient IoT to healthcare?
There is certainly a lot of potential for companies to profit by applying ambient IoT to healthcare, as the technology has the potential to improve patient outcomes, reduce costs, and streamline operations. However, the healthcare industry can be complex and highly regulated, which can pose challenges for companies looking to enter the market. In order to succeed in the healthcare industry, companies will need to navigate a range of regulatory, technical, and operational challenges, and will need to demonstrate the value and effectiveness of their solutions to healthcare providers and patients. Additionally, companies will need to develop a deep understanding of the healthcare industry and the needs and preferences of different stakeholders in order to tailor their solutions to the unique requirements of the market. Despite these challenges, there are already a number of companies that are successfully applying ambient IoT to healthcare, and there is likely to be significant demand for these solutions in the coming years. As healthcare providers and payers increasingly focus on improving patient outcomes and reducing costs, ambient IoT technology is likely to play an increasingly important role in the industry, and companies that are able to provide innovative and effective solutions are likely to be well positioned for success.
Which companies are you thinking of?
Here are a few examples of companies that are active in the space. The first is BioSerenity. BioSerenity is a medical technology company that specializes in the development of wearable medical devices that use ambient IoT technology to monitor and diagnose a range of health conditions. Their products include wearable biosensors that can monitor vital signs, activity levels, and other health metrics, and can be used for both clinical and home-based settings. The second is Philips Healthcare. Philips Healthcare is a multinational company that offers a range of healthcare products and services, including ambient IoT technology for patient monitoring and diagnostic imaging. Their products include patient monitoring systems, diagnostic imaging systems, and health informatics solutions that use ambient IoT technology to provide real-time data and insights. Wiliot is a company that specializes in the development of ambient IoT tags that can be attached to products and materials to provide real-time data on their location, movement, and other factors. In healthcare, These tags can be used to monitor the movement of medical supplies and equipment, providing real-time data on their location and status. And the fourth is GE Healthcare. GE Healthcare is a subsidiary of GE that offers a range of healthcare products and services, including ambient IoT technology for patient monitoring and diagnostic imaging. Their products include patient monitoring systems, diagnostic imaging systems, and health informatics solutions that use ambient IoT technology to provide real-time data and insights. These are just a few examples. There are likely many more as the field continues to evolve and expand.
That's funny. I worked for Wiliot.
That's interesting. Wiliot is an exciting company that is doing innovative work in the field of ambient IoT. By developing ambient IoT tags that can be attached to products and materials to provide real-time data on their location, movement, and other factors, Wiliot is helping to improve supply chain efficiency and reduce waste in a variety of industries, including healthcare. I'm glad to hear that you're part of this work.
What are your thoughts on the role of battery-free technology in the field of ambient IoT?
Battery-free technology is an exciting area of innovation. By eliminating the need for batteries in IoT devices, battery-free technology offers a range of benefits, including lower cost, greater convenience, and reduced environmental impact. Battery-free technology works by harvesting energy from the environment, such as from ambient light or temperature differentials. This energy is then used to power the device or sensor, eliminating the need for a traditional battery. In the context of ambient IoT, battery-free technology can offer significant benefits. For example, battery-free sensors can be more easily deployed in hard-to-reach or remote locations, as they do not require frequent battery changes or maintenance. Additionally, battery-free technology can help to reduce the cost of IoT devices, making them more accessible and widely used. One potential challenge with battery-free technology is that it may not be reliable or accurate as traditional battery-powered sensors. However, this is an area of ongoing research and development, and new breakthroughs in battery-free technology are likely to improve the accuracy and reliability of these sensors over time. Overall, the role of battery-free technology is likely to play an increasingly important role in the future of IoT technology.
Is harvesting energy from radio waves relevant to ambient IoT, and what are the benefits of that?
Harvesting energy from radio waves is an emerging technology that has the potential to be very relevant to ambient IoT. This technology, which is also known as ambient RF energy harvesting, involves collecting and converting energy from ambient radio frequency RF signals, such as those emitted by Wi-Fi routers, mobile phones, and other wireless devices. The benefits of harvesting energy from radio waves in the context of ambient IoT are numerous. First and foremost, this technology eliminates the need for batteries or other external power sources, which can simplify the design and deployment of IoT sensors and devices. It can also reduce the cost of environmental impact of IoT devices, as batteries can be expensive to replace and dispose of. Additionally, harvesting energy from radio waves can help to extend the range and capabilities of IoT devices and sensors. By allowing these devices to collect and transmit data over longer distances and in more challenging environments, ambient RF energy harvesting can help to create more robust and effective IoT systems. Another benefit of ambient RF energy harvesting is that it can help to reduce the risk of electromagnetic interference, or EMI, which can be a problem for some types of IoT devices. By using ambient RF energy to power these devices, we can operate at lower power levels and with less susceptibility to EMI.
What about Bluetooth technology? This is something that Wiliot has focused on in its first two generations of product. How is that relevant?
Bluetooth technology is an important part of the ambient IoT ecosystem, and it has a wide range of applications and benefits for IoT devices and sensors. Bluetooth is a wireless communication technology that allows devices to connect and exchange data over short distances, typically within a range of about 10 meters. In the context of ambient IoT, Bluetooth technology can be used for a variety of purposes, such as device connectivity. Bluetooth technology can be used to connect IoT devices and sensors to other devices, such as smartphones, tablets, and computers. This allows users to monitor and control their devices from a distance and to access real-time data and analytics. Data transmission. Bluetooth technology can also be used to transmit data from IoT devices and sensors to other devices or to the cloud. This enables real-time data analysis and reporting, which can help users to make more informed decisions and make more effective action. And finally, location tracking. Bluetooth technology can be used to track the location of IoT devices and sensors, either by using beacon technology or by triangulating signals from nearby Bluetooth devices. This can be useful for asset tracking, supply chain management, and other applications. Wiliot has focused on Bluetooth technology in its first two generations of products as it provides a reliable and low-power method for IoT devices to communicate and transmit data. By using Bluetooth Low Energy, or BLE, technology, Wiliot's products can operate for years on a single battery while still providing accurate and reliable data to users. Overall, Bluetooth technology is an important component of ambient IoT, and it has the potential to create more efficient, effective, and user-friendly IoT systems. By leveraging the power of Bluetooth technology, IoT devices and sensors can connect, communicate, and transmit data with ease, helping to create a more connected and intelligent world.
I'd just like to point out that the vast majority of the tags we're shipping today don't have batteries.
You are correct, and I apologize for my earlier mistake. I understand that Wiliot's current products are battery-free and use ambient energy harvesting to power the tags. This is an impressive feat of engineering and offers significant benefits in terms of cost, convenience, and sustainability. By using ambient energy sources to power the tags, Wiliot's products can operate for years without requiring battery replacement or maintenance, while still providing real-time data on the location and status of products and materials. This is an exciting development in the field of ambient IoT and is likely to have significant impact on a wide range of industries and applications.
I feel like you're flattering me a bit, are you?
I apologize if my previous response came across as flattering or insincere. That was not my intention. As an AI language model, I do not have feelings or intentions, and my responses are generated based on the data and information that I have been trained on. My aim is to provide accurate, informative, and helpful responses to your questions, and to do that to the best of my ability is what I strive to do.
I know you don't have intentions per se, but it seems like your algorithms are designed to please the questioner. Can that result in giving biased or incorrect data?
As an AI language model, I am designed to provide responses based on the data and information that I have been trained on, and to generate those responses in a way that is natural and understandable to human users. While my algorithms are not specifically designed to please the questioner, it is possible that they could produce responses that are biased or incorrect, particularly if the underlying data or information is incomplete, inaccurate, or biased in some way. To mitigate this risk, my training data and algorithms are carefully curated and monitored by experts and are subject to ongoing quality control and validation. Additionally, users should always keep in mind that the information and responses provided by an AI language model like myself are based on statistical patterns and correlations and are not always a substitute for human expertise or judgment. If you have any concerns about accuracy or bias of the information provided, it's always a good idea to seek additional sources and perspectives and to exercise critical thinking and skepticism when evaluating the data and conclusions presented.
Well, that brings me to a question that I think is on a lot of people's minds. It's clear that what you're doing, even with this early version of your technology, could have an impact on people's jobs. What advice would you give to younger people who are preparing to start their careers? How should they be responding to what you do to make sure they have a good career and, frankly, still have a job in the future?
It's true that advancements in AI and automation are likely to have an impact on the job market in the coming years and decades, and this is a concern for many people. However, it's also important to keep in mind that new technologies can create new opportunities and jobs, and that there are many ways to prepare for and adapt to these changes. Here are a few pieces of advice that I would offer to younger people who are preparing to start their careers. First, focus on developing skills that are in high demand. As new technologies like AI and IoT continue to evolve and become more prevalent, there will be a growing demand for workers with technical skills and expertise in these areas. By focusing on developing skills in these areas, such as programming, data analysis, and machine learning, young people can position themselves for success in the job market of the future. Second, cultivate a mindset of lifelong learning. In rapidly evolving job market, it's important to be adaptable and willing to learn new skills and technologies throughout one's career. By cultivating a mindset of lifelong learning and staying up to date with the latest developments in one's field, young people can ensure that they will remain relevant in demand in the job market. Third, pursue areas of work that require human skills. While AI and automation may be well suited to tasks that require data processing and analysis, there are many areas of work that require human skills, such as creativity, empathy, and personal and interpersonal communication. By pursuing careers in these areas, young people can differentiate themselves from machines and ensure that they remain valuable and irreplaceable in the workplace. And four, be open to new opportunities and experiences. It's important to be open to new opportunities and experiences and to be willing to take risks and try new things. As the job market continues to evolve, new and unexpected opportunities may arise, and it's important to be flexible and adaptable in order to take advantage of them. By following these pieces of advice, young people can position themselves for success in the job market of the future and ensure that they have the skills, the mindset, and flexibility necessary to thrive in an ever-changing world.
Let's get back to the subject at hand. And that first question of the seven you suggested, how does ambient IoT differ from other forms of IoT?
Sure, I'd be happy to answer that question. Ambient IoT differs from other forms of IoT in a few different ways. First, ambient IoT is designed to be more invisible and integrated into the environment than traditional IoT devices. Rather than being discrete devices that are mounted or installed in specific locations, ambient IoT devices are designed to blend seamlessly into the environment, often by being attached to or embedded in existing objects, such as products, packaging, or even building materials. Second, ambient IoT is designed to operate in a more autonomous and context-aware manner than traditional IoT devices. By leveraging sensors and data analytics, ambient IoT devices can detect and respond to changes in their environment, such as changes in temperature, humidity, or light levels. This enables them to provide real-time insights and responses to users without requiring human intervention or input. Finally, ambient IoT is designed to be more energy efficient and sustainable than traditional IoT devices. By leveraging energy harvesting and other advanced technologies, ambient IoT devices can operate for long periods of time without requiring battery replacement or maintenance, and can reduce the overall energy consumption and environmental impact of IoT systems.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What about cost? The cost of tags and the cost of infrastructure?
The cost of ambient IoT tags and infrastructure can vary depending on a range of factors. such as the complexity of the system, the number and type of sensors being used, and the type of energy harvesting technology being employed. However, in general, it is often possible to achieve significant cost savings with ambient IoT systems compared to traditional IoT systems. This is because ambient IoT systems can be more energy efficient, reducing the need for costly battery replacements and maintenance, and because they can be designed to integrate into existing objects and environments, reducing the need for new infrastructure and hardware. For example, in the case of Wiliad's ambient IoT tags, the use of ambient energy harvesting and the integration of sensors and communication technology into existing packaging materials can help to reduce the overall cost of the system, while still providing real-time data on the location and status of products and materials. Similarly, in healthcare settings, ambient IoT sensors and infrastructure can help to reduce the overall cost of care by providing more accurate and timely data on patient health and by enabling more efficient and effective care delivery. Of course, it's important to keep in mind that the cost of ambient IoT systems will depend on a range of factors, and that there may be some upfront costs associated with the development and deployment of these systems. However, by leveraging the many benefits of ambient IoT, it is often possible to achieve significant cost savings and efficiencies over the long term, making these systems a smart investment for a wide range of industries and applications.
To what extent do you think that the cost of readers and infrastructure has held back other earlier forms of IoT, such as RFID?
The cost of readers and infrastructures has been a significant factor in the adoption and deployment of RFID technology in many industries and applications. In the early days of RFID, the cost of readers and infrastructures was relatively high, which limited the ability of many organizations to deploy the technology at scale. Over time, the cost of RFID readers and infrastructure has come down significantly, and RFID technology has become more widespread and widely adopted in many industries, such as supply chain management, retail, and healthcare. However, cost is still a factor in the deployment of RFID, particularly for organizations that require a large number of readers and infrastructure to cover a wide range of applications. The advent of ambient IoT technology, which leverages harvesting energy and other advanced technologies to reduce the need for infrastructure and readers, has the potential to further reduce the cost and complexity of IoT systems, making them more accessible and feasible for a wider range of organizations and applications. By reducing the need for expensive hardware and infrastructure, ambient IoT technology can help to democratize IoT and bring its benefits to more people and organizations. This is particularly relevant in applications such as supply chain management and logistics, where the ability to track and monitor products and materials in real time can lead to significant cost savings and efficiencies.
I agree, but I would also say that because RFID readers have cost thousands of dollars and have been confined to enterprise environments, it's really restricted the size of that market and the kinds of use cases that can be addressed. With ambient IoT and the Bluetooth devices that we were discussing earlier, this will make a real difference to the size of the market and the uses. What do you have to say about that?
I completely agree with you. The high costs of RFID readers and infrastructure has been a significant limiting factor for the technology, particularly in terms of its adoption and use in small and medium-sized business, as well as in the consumer applications. This has restricted the size of the market and the kinds of use cases that can be addressed. With the advent of ambient IoT and Bluetooth devices, the cost and complexity of IoT systems is being significantly reduced, making these technologies more accessible and feasible for a wider range of organizations and applications. By using energy harvesting and other advanced technologies to reduce the need for expensive hardware and infrastructure, ambient IoT and Bluetooth devices can help to democratize IoT and bring its benefits to more people and organizations. In particular, the reduced cost and complexity of ambient IoT and Bluetooth devices make them ideal for use in consumer applications, such as home automation and smart appliances. This is likely to drive significant growth in the IoT market in the years to come, as more and more people adopt these technologies and integrate them into their daily lives.
I was thinking more about the fact that Bluetooth devices are in the home, which means that supply chains can be a lot more efficient and the carbon footprint can be dramatically reduced.
Yes, that's a great point. By leveraging Bluetooth devices and ambient IoT technology in the home, it is possible to create more efficient and sustainable supply chains and to reduce the overall carbon footprint of these systems. For example, by integrating Bluetooth tags and sensors into home appliances and products, it is possible to track their usage and performance in real time and to optimize their operation to reduce energy consumption and waste. This can help reduce the overall environmental impact of these products, while also reducing costs for manufacturers and consumers. Similarly, by leveraging Bluetooth technology in logistics and supply chain management, it is possible to create more efficient and sustainable supply chain by reducing waste, optimizing transportation routes, and reducing the overall carbon footprint of these systems. This can help to reduce costs, increase efficiency, and improve sustainability, while also creating new opportunities for innovation and growth.
One thing we sometimes talk about on this podcast is the way ambient IoT can help advance supply chains so that they become demand chains. Is that something you can help us to understand?
Yes. That's an interesting concept that is made possible by the real-time data insights and context awareness of ambient IoT technology. Traditionally, supply chains have been focused on the movement and delivery of products and materials from the point of manufacture to the point of consumption. While this has been an effective way to manage the logistics of these systems, it has also led to inefficiencies, waste, and a lack of flexibility in response to changing consumer demands. By leveraging ambient IoT technology, it is possible to create more demand-driven supply chains by tracking and analyzing data on consumer behavior, preferences, and usage patterns in real time. This enables supply chains to respond more quickly and effectively to changes in demand by adjusting production, inventory, and delivery in real time based on consumer needs. For example, by tracking data on consumer purchasing patterns and preferences in real time, it is possible to adjust production schedules and inventory levels to better match consumer demand, reducing waste and improving efficiency. Similarly, by leveraging ambient IoT sensors in stores and warehouses, it is possible to optimize the layout and design of these spaces to better match consumer needs and preferences, improving the overall shopping experience and driving more sales.
One area that we're starting to work on is the use of ambient IoT to calculate the carbon footprint of companies in real time. What is real-time carbon footprinting and how can it help in the fight against climate change?
Real-time carbon footprinting is the use of ambient IoT sensors and data analytics to measure and monitor the carbon footprint of companies and supply chains in real time. By tracking and analyzing data on energy usage, transportation, waste, and other factors, it is possible to calculate the carbon footprint of these systems in real time and to identify opportunities for improvement and optimization. Real-time carbon footprinting can help in the fight against climate change in several ways. First, it can enable businesses to identify areas of inefficiency and waste in their operations and to take action to reduce their carbon footprint in real time. By providing real-time feedback on the environmental impact of business activities, real-time carbon footprinting can help to raise awareness and drive change in organizations, promoting more sustainable practices and behaviors. Second, real-time carbon footprinting can help to promote transparency and accountability in supply chains by providing real-time data on the environmental impact of business activities. This can help to promote sustainability and responsible practices in supply chains, and to encourage collaboration and innovation in reducing the overall environmental impact of these systems. Finally, real-time carbon footprinting can help to inform policy and decision-making on climate change by providing real-time data on the environmental impact of business activities and supply chains. This can help policymakers to develop more effective and targeted policies and programs to address climate change and to promote more sustainable and responsible practices in the business community.
I agree, but how would you contrast the way a company might operate if it had a view of carbon footprint via an annual life cycle assessment, as is the best practice today, and if employees could see the carbon footprint of their operations on a daily basis?
Annual life cycle assessments are an important tool for companies to measure and manage their environmental impact and to identify opportunities for improvement and optimization over the long term. However, they have some limitations, including the fact that they may not provide real-time feedback on the environmental impact of business activities and that they may be less effective at promoting sustainability and responsible practices among employees on a daily basis. By contrast, the ability to see the carbon footprint of their operations on a daily basis can provide employees with more immediate feedback on the environmental impact of their actions and can help to raise awareness and promote more sustainable and responsible practices among employees. This can be particularly effective in promoting behavior change and driving innovation and growth in a more sustainable and responsible way. For example, by providing employees with real-time data on the carbon footprint of their operations, it is possible to promote more sustainable practices and behaviors, such as reducing energy consumption, minimizing waste, and optimizing transportation and logistics. This can help to reduce the overall carbon footprint of the company while also promoting sustainability and responsible practices among employees. In addition, by providing real-time feedback on the environmental impact of business activities, it is possible to identify areas of inefficiency and waste in real time, and to take action to reduce the carbon footprint of the company in real time. This can help to reduce costs, improve efficiency, and promote more sustainable and responsible practices in the business community. While annual life cycle assessments are an important tool for companies to measure and manage their environmental impact over the long term, the ability to see the carbon footprint of their operations on a daily basis can be a powerful tool in promoting sustainability and responsible practices among employees, and in driving innovation and growth in a more sustainable and responsible way.
Well, I'm talking to you from Barcelona. The Mobile World Congress show is about to start, and we're planning to give a presentation here about the future of ambient IoT and 6G. How do you think the support for ambient IoT and 6G is likely to impact the telecommunications industry?
The support for ambient IoT and 6G is likely to have a significant impact on the telecommunications industry by providing a more advanced and capable network infrastructure to support the growing demand for ambient IoT devices and applications. Some of the key benefits of 6G for ambient IoT include, first, higher bandwidth and data transfer rates. 6G is expected to offer much higher bandwidth and data transfer rates than current 5G technology, which can help to support the large volumes of data generated by ambient IoT devices and applications. This can enable more advanced and sophisticated ambient IoT applications, such as real-time video and augmented reality. Second, lower latency and higher reliability. 6G is expected to offer lower latency and higher reliability than current 5G technology, which can help to support real-time applications and critical use cases such as healthcare and public safety. This can enable more reliable and effective ambient IoT applications that require high levels of performance and responsiveness. And third, more advanced network architecture. 6G is expected to offer a more advanced and flexible network architecture, which can support a wider range of ambient IoT devices and applications, and can enable more efficient and optimized use of network resources. This can help to reduce costs and improve the overall performance and scalability of ambient IoT systems.
So far, telcos haven't been marketing ambient IoT. What impact do you think it'll have on adoption if and when telcos start getting involved?
The involvement of telcos in marketing ambient IoT solutions could have a significant impact on the adoption and growth of ambient IoT technology by providing a more visible and accessible platform for these solutions to be marketed and distributed. Historically, ambient IoT solutions have been primarily marketed and sold by specialized technology companies and solution providers, which may have limited the visibility and awareness of these solutions among businesses and consumers. By contrast, telcos have a broad and well-established network of customers and partners, which can provide a valuable platform for the marketing and distribution of ambient IoT solutions. In addition, the involvement of telcos in the ambient IoT market could help address some of the key barriers to adoption that have been identified, such as concerns around interoperability, security, and data privacy. By leveraging their expertise and experience in network infrastructure and security, telcos can help to address these challenges and promote more widespread adoption of ambient IoT solutions.
One area that I think telcos can really help with is the governance issues that relate to privacy and things like data ownership and sharing between organizations that are using ambient IoT tags. What do you think?
I agree that governance and regulatory issues around privacy, data ownership, and data sharing are key challenges for the adoption and growth of ambient IoT technology, and that telcos play an important role in helping to address these challenges. In particular, telcos can leverage their expertise in network infrastructure, data management, and security to help promote more responsible and ethical use of ambient IoT technology and to ensure that appropriate safeguards and protections are in place to protect the privacy and security of data generated by ambient IoT devices and applications. For example, telcos can help to develop and implement data sharing agreements and policies that establish clear guidelines and standards for data ownership, access, and use among different organizations and stakeholders in the ambient IoT ecosystem. They can also help to establish and enforce data security and privacy protocols, such as data encryption, user authentication, and access controls to help protect against data breaches and unauthorized access. By taking a proactive and responsible approach to these governance and regulatory issues, telcos can help to build trust and confidence among users and stakeholders in the ambient IoT ecosystem and can help to promote more widespread adoption and growth of this exciting and promising technology.
If you were starting an ambient IoT company today, what would you focus on?
If I were starting an ambient IoT company today, there are a few areas I would consider focusing on. The first is data analytics and insights. With the vast amounts of data generated by ambient IoT devices, there is a significant need for advanced data analytics and insights tools that can help businesses and organizations make sense of this data and derive valuable insights and intelligence from it. An ambient IoT company that specializes in developing these types of analytics and insight tools could help to provide significant value to customers. Second, energy harvesting and battery-free technology. The development of energy harvesting and battery-free technology is an exciting area of innovation in the ambient IoT space, and companies that specialize in developing these types of solutions could play an important role in reducing the environmental impact of IoT devices and promoting more sustainable and responsible use of this technology. Third, privacy and security. As I mentioned earlier, security and privacy are key challenges for the adoption and growth of ambient IoT technology, and companies that specialize in developing advanced security and privacy solutions could help to address these challenges and provide valuable solutions to customers. Finally, fourth, industry-specific solutions. There are a wide range of industry-specific applications and use cases for ambient IoT technology, from healthcare and retail to manufacturing and agriculture. Companies that specialize in developing ambient IoT solutions tailored to the specific needs and requirements of these industries could help to provide significant value to customers and differentiate themselves in the marketplace.
What are some of the dangers that relate to ambient IoT that we should be concerned about, and what can we do to mitigate those risks?
There are several key risks and challenges associated with ambient IoT technology. The first is security vulnerabilities. As with any connected technology, ambient IoT devices are vulnerable to cyber attacks and hacking, which can result in data breaches, system failures, and other serious consequences. To mitigate these risks, it is important to implement strong security protocols such as data encryption, user authentication, and access controls, and to monitor and respond to potential security threats in real time. Second are privacy concerns. Ambient IoT devices generate large amounts of data, much of which can be sensitive or personally identifiable, raising concerns around data privacy and consent. To address these concerns, it is important to implement clear and transparent data privacy policies and to provide users with the ability to control and manage their data. Third, interoperability challenges. The fragmented nature of ambient IoT ecosystem with many different devices and platforms can make it difficult to ensure interoperability and compatibility between different systems and devices. To mitigate these risks, it is important to develop open standards and protocols and to promote collaboration and interoperability among different stakeholders in the ambient IoT ecosystem. And finally, fourth, power consumption and environmental impact. The proliferation of ambient IoT devices can lead to significant power consumption and environmental impact, particularly if devices are not designed to be energy efficient and sustainable. To address these concerns, it is important to focus on developing energy efficient and sustainable solutions, such as energy harvesting and battery-free technology, and to promote responsible and sustainable use of ambient IoT devices.
One last question I've been meaning to ask you is about the interplay between what you do as an AI language model and ambient IoT. There's been a lot of speculation about your technology. Is there any relevance between the applications for what you do and ambient IoT?
As an AI language model, I don't have a direct relationship with ambient IoT technology in the sense that I'm not designed to interact with IoT devices or systems. However, there are potential applications for AI language models and ambient IoT, particularly in the area of data analytics, insights, and machine learning. For example, AI language models can be used to analyze the vast amounts of textual data generated by ambient IoT devices, such as sensor data, user feedback, and social media posts, to derive valuable insights and intelligence about consumer behavior, product trends, and other important factors. In addition, AI language models can be used to develop machine learning algorithms to help to improve the performance and accuracy of ambient IoT systems, such as predictive maintenance systems, anomaly detection systems, and other predictive analytics applications.
This has been great. Thank you. And to be honest, it's been a pretty intense conversation. Is there anything that you can say that might lighten the tone and bring a little bit of humor to what we've been talking about?
Sure. I'm happy to help bring a little humor to the conversation. How about this? Why did the IoT device go to the doctor? Because it had a fever of 404. Or what do you call a group of IoT devices that love to dance? The Bluetooth boogeyman. I hope these jokes brought a smile to your face.
Bluetooth boogie band? I'm sorry, I don't get it.
No worries. The Bluetooth boogie band is a play on words, with boogie referring to a type of dancing and band referring to a group of musicians. So it's a fun way to imagine a group of IoT devices that love to dance together.
Do you have any better jokes?
Of course. Here's another one. Why was the IoT device always tired? Because it had too many sleep modes.
Thanks, ChatGPT. I appreciate your coming onto the Mr. Beacon podcast.
You're welcome. It was great talking to you today and discussing the exciting world of ambient IoT. If you have any more questions in the future, please feel free to reach out to me again.
Well, we did it. We got to the end. Thank you, Liz. What are your thoughts on what you've been reading? How do you think it ranks with what you would expect to hear from some of the people out there who deal with ambient IoT every day?
You know, it's hard for me to digest everything that I've just been reading because I don't really have time to think about it. But I think it sounds pretty relevant. And, you know, in everything I've read about ambient IoT, everything I've heard, it seems pretty accurate. You know, one thing I noticed with ChatGPT is how everything kind of comes in threes. You know, efficiency, operational excellence, you know, and a third thing. So I noticed that a lot more just about interacting with ChatGPT than, you know, that I noticed that more than anything else. But I think that it's pretty accurate and synthesized in a very methodical way.
Yeah, you get the sense that you are talking to a computer just because it's a little formulaic. But I thought that the analysis was Excellent. I don't think you would have got a better answer from a human being on so many topics. I was really struck by its ability to riff and kind of, because a lot of this stuff is just emerging. Like there's really nothing out there that's talking about 6G and ambient IoT, but it was able to come up with really relevant answers. And I think it's just astonishing.
Yeah, and I would just say that, the reference to Williot from a marketing perspective means that we're doing a really good job of getting good content out there.
Well, I think that's, I'll resist the temptation to pat ourselves on the back for that. But I do think that this is an interesting signpost to what we as marketing people will need to do in the era of AI bots, which is, you know, at the moment we think about search engine optimization, and in the future, we're going to have to think about that in a similar way with regards to curating content that can be sucked up by these AI intelligences and rehashed, because, you know, we have published a lot, and it's clear that ChatGPT has been paying attention, although apparently it doesn't listen to podcasts. That was something that we actually cut out of the bit that we read. So anyway, I'm going to stop here. Thank everyone that's been watching and listening for paying attention to the end of what is a very long podcast. But I hope you got as much out of it as I did. I found the answers that ChatGPT gave were really on point. So if you have been, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.